If that's a veiled criticism about me, I won't hear it and I won't respond to it.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
I also buy real estate at the most expensive times and I sell it at the least expensive times. I'm just not very good at this stuff. I'm not a soothsayer.
Buy high, sell low.
Buy high, sell low. That's the Brian Green real estate way. You too can be a millionaire. You too can lose $1 million just like Brian Green. And now for $19.99 plus $99 shipping and handling, you too can lose $1 million in real estate.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
I give you a nugget, you take a crumb. Hello, cats and kittens. Welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and wonderful co-host, Kristen Joy Oatley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. I think we had the most perfect bit of internet ever given to us by a review on Apple. It's like a perfect piece of internet.
Okay.
And let me paraphrase, because I don't have it right in front of me, which I probably should prepare for the show in some way, shape, or form. But, you know, hey, it's a commercial break. You take what you get.
Yeah, don't mess with what you know.
You guys want me to go through all this effort? No! Join me on Patreon. And that's the end of the show. Join us on Patreon. One of these days, that's what's going to happen. We're just going to lose all our sponsors, and we're going to open up the show to say, go to Patreon, and then close the show up.
Yep.
So this guy wrote a review, and I thought it was pretty on the nose, but at the same time, it's ridiculous. He says, gave this show a try. Too much talking, back and forth and back and forth. All that yammering, too much for me. And I'm like, wait, hold on one second. You came to a podcast, which is mainly an audio format, in case anybody didn't notice. It's an audio format that doesn't show video, and what you want is no talking whatsoever? There's two people in the studio. What did you want us to do? Not yammer back and forth? That's the whole fucking point of TCB. But to me, it's just like perfect. It's perfect.
Yeah, he took the time
2023.
To write that.
He took the time to write that. Uh-huh. He actually listened to us. Decided there was too much talking on a podcast.
I can't take all this talking.
I can't take all this talking. I'm sorry. I'm not sleep meditation podcast. I don't do ocean noises the entire time. But what did you expect out of a comedy chat cast? That's why they call it a chat cast. Dumb ass. But actually, I appreciate you taking the time to write it. The one star, not so much. But whatever. Doesn't matter. There's going to be lovers. There's going to be haters. And all forms in between. But I laughed so hard. I don't, like 90% of the time, I don't get involved in comments on Instagram. I don't get involved in comments. Unless someone gives us, like, someone said, we have an Instagram clip where we're talking about Frankie B. And Frankie B says, put on a pair of black slacks and a long trench coat. And you and I were like, trench coat? Why would you put on a trench coat for your Tinder profile, right?
Oh, that's that one where he was talking about dating profiles.
Yes. Yeah. Tens of thousands of views, many likes. And I think generally people take it as intended, which is it's just funny that Frankie's recommending, right? But one guy is like, taking advice from two people in t-shirts on what to wear. Ha ha, LOL. Get a life. Or whatever he said. And I had to respond. That's actually pretty funny, dude. You're actually pretty funny. Because I actually thought it was
funny.
What
are we supposed to wear?
Hey, Chrissy, I don't know. We're not supposed to talk. We're supposed to dress up for the podcast, I guess. I don't know. I don't care. I really don't. I don't get upset at all by any of those people.
No.
I just don't.
No.
I see it as all part of the game, right?
I take
it in good fun. Listen, if we can dish it, we have to be able to take it, and I can take it. I grew up in a household with three other boys. Being constantly made, I literally have a hole that will never be filled in my soul because my brothers reminded me of everything good, bad, and indifferent that they found ugly about me. You know what I'm saying? Like every single thing. If I had a new pimple in the morning, someone was bound to be like, what's up, zit face? What's going on there? You made my zip cream on there. What you doing? Yo, your zit walked in the door 5 seconds before you did.
I mean, I can only imagine.
Everything. Yeah. Hey, dude, you got a boner? I see a boner over there. Is that just one of those boners you can't control? Hey, Dad, Brian's got a boner at the dinner table. Hey, Dad, that side of the table's lifting up a little bit. I think it's because of Brian's boner. Shut up! My dad, my poor fucking dad. Shut up.
Oh, yeah. I can, I can picture it now.
Hey, thanks for the reviews. In any case, I'll take it. Speaking of my dad, my mom got some positive feedback about her appearance on the show a couple weeks ago.
She was fantastic.
She really was. So I decided we should try this. She is like, she's a natural born...
part of the Chadcast.
Yeah, she's a natural born entertainer. Like
she is.
She knows how to tell a story. I got my bullshit from somewhere. I got it from my mom, but she doesn't know it. She just makes it up. And she can answer any question just by digging deep into her head and it's like just putting words together. Do you know what I'm saying?
I know.
She just understands how to string a yaw, and she knows how to answer a question. So I was like, listen, you know what we should do? We should have mom back on, and we'll have her answer questions from the audience.
Ask Brian's mom.
Ask Brian's mom. So if you have a question for my mom, go to the brand new TCBpodcast.com website and let us know that you'd like to get some advice from my mom, and we'll bring her back on the show at a different time. But
she's definitely coming back.
So many people were like, oh, I love Brian's mom. That's so great. Brian's mom. Also, a few weeks ago, I wanted to talk about this a few weeks ago, but I don't know why I didn't. Probably because
we got sidetracked.
Yeah, probably because I have a bad case of ADD. This Twitch streamer, Kai. Do you know what I'm talking about? This guy? Okay, Kai has like, let's see how many people he has on his.
I'm not on Twitch.
6.5 million Twitch followers. He's a gamer. That's what he does. Gamer and commentary, right? I've watched some of his videos. I find the guy to be entertaining myself. But I'm not a gamer, so I don't get into like the gaming. I can't watch
but
it's
him. It's huge.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Huge. He's like the most popular Twitch streamer out there, apparently. So he announces that he is going to give away some gaming stuff, like some gaming equipment, in a New York park on a day at a time.
Yeah.
Please meet me there. Without ever consulting with anybody as to what exactly he's going to do.
Like?
Yeah. And listen, so I just want to put ourselves in this situation for 1 second, but let me finish the story. So he invites people to show up at 3:30. By 2:30, tens of thousands of people have literally shut down the street because they're all waiting for Kai to show up. And when Kai shows up, it is a total fucking shit show. Pandemonium. You know, storefronts are getting not looted, but they're, you know, there's damage and they're jumping on people's cars. It seems like generally the crowd was in good spirits, but whenever you put 10,000 people in a small space and you haven't exactly planned for that, like, where are the toilets? Who's going to do crowd control? How are you going to get cars in and out of the area? There's a reason why event planners go through a lot of bullshit to make sure that someone doesn't get hurt and everything runs safely and smoothly. And Kai just didn't, I don't think he understood exactly the power of his platform. Mm-hmm. In other words, he's been sitting like we are behind a microphone a camera just talking forever. And if we said, let's give an example. If we said we're going to show up on South Beach next Tuesday at 8:30 p.m. and we're going to give away Frankie B follicles, right? We're going to give away Frankie B's hair. This is my nightmare. My nightmare is that 10,000 people show up and shut it down. But what's the reality? For us, the reality is we'll be standing on South Beach with a bundle full of hair trying to give it away to the locals. trying to give it away to my Venezuelan brothers and sisters. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
That would not happen with us. I think he's talking to 16 to 18 year olds. You know what I'm saying? We're talking to 25 to 54 year olds. I think they get less enthused about us. I don't think they'd go through all that effort.
No, I don't think so.
They're like, wait, I got to sit in traffic. I got to get in my car.
Yeah.
I got to get dressed. I got to get in my car. I got to go somewhere and sit in traffic, find a place to park, and then walk 10,000 miles just to see Brian and Chrissy. I just turn on fucking YouTube.
Yeah,
that's what they say.
They're okay pressing a button and listening to us for free. But
yes.
To make any further effort past that.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. Yeah. I mean, I always think about this. We always go down this road of like, should we do a live show? But I don't think our listeners, I don't think we have enough of them in one location to make that make sense. We're certainly not filling any kind of auditorium. I think
No.
Remember our friend, what was her name? Kimberly or something. She said, she wrote in, asked TCB, and she was like, have you guys ever thought about advertising? Maybe you could do a small tour of dive bars to get new listeners.
I like that idea. The dive bar tour.
What if we went on a dive bar tour?
I like that.
But we made it like a big fucking production, like a Taylor Swift Beyonce, but in a dive bar. Like lights, fireworks, smoke machine. We'll pay Frankie B to show up. We'll have a live band. We'll have
love
the whole nine
your
yards.
Smoke machine.
I gotta have a smoke machine.
Yeah, we're definitely
Chrissy.
Having a smoke
if we
machine.
Ever do a live show, there's going to be an abundance of fog covering this ugly mug. You know what I'm saying?
You'll just see your eyes.
I know.
From the mist.
I'm gonna get those like Devo glasses where they. Like this, they have spring eyeballs, but they have lights behind them. Yes. I'm going to get those. And that's all you'll see the entire show is my spring eyeballs and the lights behind them. That would be like a creepy Pink Floyd prop is what I'm going to do. Tear down the wall. Tear down the wall. I think the dive bar tour is actually not an entirely bad idea.
I really think it's the best idea.
Do we think
the
that
the smaller the better.
And I wouldn't even go to major cities. I'd go to like Savannah. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I go to
places we just want to go visit. How about that?
I know my friend has a tour going on some dive bars of Charleston.
That's right.
Could I be the opening act?
Yes.
Could we be the opening act for somebody?
I think so.
As a matter of fact, if you are also doing a tour of small city dive bars, let us know. We'll be your opening act.
Yes.
Can you imagine? People would be like, shut up! So much yammering. So much talking going on.
See,
back and
dive
forth.
Bars are my favorite, though. I would much rather go to a dive bar than some fancy pants place.
I'd rather crack open a PBR. Yeah, I don't want to go to a fancy pants place. I'm going to play like that. What is it? Like the Kennedy Center is going to invite us to come to a show or some
shit.
The Met. The Met Gala. But of course, I think they've lowered the bar. It's just who shows up to the Met Gala. So you never know. Maybe one day we'll show up there.
One day.
But I think this guy, Kai, he really has captured people's attention. I applaud him, by the way. That's fucking incredible.
Didn't they charge him?
They arrested him,
with inciting a riot.
Yeah, I think that'll all get worked out. At the end of the day, I don't think anyone got seriously hurt. I think there were a few people who passed out from heat and stuff like that. But and there was some damage done to buildings and cars. But insurance companies will take care of that. I think at the end of the day, he'll work it out. It's bad press for the police, and it's not good news for him. The attorneys will work it out. He'll probably have to do some community service or something. But good for him. Like the power of the interwebs, Chrissy.
The power of the people.
You know, some people say the internet is not here to stay. I think differently.
It's a fad.
Web 2.0.
Clippy.
Web 2.0, as I call it. Clippy. That's basically what AI is right now. It's Clippy. Yes. That's bad Clippy. You know, I got these friends like 6 months ago. And I'm not saying that I understand what Web 3.0 or 2.0 or whatever they're calling it these days is. I understand the theme behind it.
10G?
What's that? Yeah, 10G. 10G.
It's
coming
same,
next,
right?
10G. Yeah, it's like putting a microwave right on your head. Your eyeballs will actually look like those springs
with light behind
it. Yeah, just radiation coming out of your eyeballs. I get what people are talking about when they say like the creator economy and everyone gets paid for their creations and, you know, no more middleman and no more brokers and free information straight to your head and all that other stuff. But I think it's just really a hype machine that people are using to sell their shitty online courses on internet marketing 2.0. I know that game. I've been there before.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Your web flows and your funnels and all this other shit. But I have some friends who just, they, in the Clubhouse days, they went, hey, fucking howdy do about Web 2.0 and NFTs and blah, 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 blah. And I thought to myself, you know, I'm not very good at predicting any of this stuff. I honestly did think the internet was a trend when it started. I had a Dick Tracy collection that I thought was going to be worth millions. And I didn't get a cell phone because I thought, it's so expensive. Who's going to use that? Like all that stuff. When I was a kid and all that stuff started coming out, I was like, it's all a trend. I didn't get on the bandwagon very early. I also buy real estate at the most expensive times, and I sell it at the least expensive times. I'm just not very good at this stuff. I'm not a soothsayer.
Buy high, sell low.
Buy high, sell low. That's the Brian Greene real estate way. You too can be a millionaire. You too can lose $1 million, just like Brian Greene. And now for $19.99 plus $19.99 shipping and handling, you too can lose $1 million in real estate.
We'll show you how every step of the way.
We'll show you how. See that $1 million brand new renovated home sitting on the corner of your street? Knock on the door. Pay them double. Surely you're going to win.
Things can only go down.
Yes. You've renovated your house and ready to flip it? Renovate it again. Why not? What's better than a renovated house? A newly renovated house.
It's been renovated twice in the past 6 months.
All the contractors in the Chicago Metroland area will be making money, except for you.
We've been laughing about the real estate for years.
Oh, my God, yes.
It's because it's too funny, because it's true.
You've heard of gentrification? This is bankruptification. Buy the most expensive parts of town, spend a lot of money, and then put it on the market. Hidden hope. Hidden hope is a strategy that rarely works, but with Brian Greene's method, it'll never work.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, worst real estate investor in the history of real estate investors. Brian W. Greene. That's it. Right there. So there's all these friends, and they're talking about all this, and, you know, And then inevitably, it just kind of fades into the background because I think it's just a lot of noise. Is there some validity to some of it? Sure, there's some meat and potatoes back there, but it all like fades into the background. When's the last time you heard about somebody buying or selling an NFT?
Yeah, that was a craze.
It was crazy. It was crazy. I just read this story about a guy who literally spent, he made millions in the Bitcoin craze, in the altcoin craze, made millions. And he's a young kid. He was like 20 years old. He started buying up altcoins, including Bitcoin. It was very cheap. And then at 24, he found himself to be a super millionaire, you know, tens of millions of dollars. He then spent that tens of millions of dollars on what he thought was the next Bitcoin, which was NFTs. So he was, he had this huge NFT collection, of which none of them have made any money, except the only thing that's kind of held its value is the Bored Ape, which I think is the most famous NFT that has been out there, collection of NFTs that have been out there. So that's the only one that's still holding value. He's like, he was talking about one specific NFT that he bought for like $226,000. He sold it on whatever platform he sold it for less than $2,000.
Oh.
He lost $24,000 on one digital PDF.
Sell it at that point.
On a PDF. The guy lost $22,000 on a PDF. I mean, I know that's not exactly how it works, but I think there's value in the NFTs. I just think it has to do with digital rights management, like content that's already established. I don't think you can just go creating pixelated art and expect that it's going to be worth billions of dollars.
Yeah, well, and then with it being tied, I think, to Bitcoin and all the volatility with that sector too, I think it just never was able to gain steam past.
You sounded super smart there, and that was kind of sexy. I gotta be honest.
Oh, kind of turned out. Glasses too.
Dad, Brian's got a boner.
I see the table lifting.
The table's lifting. Speaking of Web 2.0, I just love calling it that. Speaking of Web 2.0 and Web 3.0 and all the new things, you know, Chrissy, we've done a lot of content here on the commercial break regarding dating games, older dating games that have been on television at one point or another. We got, you know, all of you know all the ones. But I thought today, because I found this and I think it's super interesting, I thought today what we should do is fast forward and be a little bit relevant to the kids out there and actually see what the what they're doing now in 2023. What are the dating shows now? Because, you know, there are some on television like The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, and Love in Paradise and all that other stuff. But it's more, that's more about the drama,
the
that
reality
happens.
Shows.
Yeah, those are reality shows, long drawn out reality shows. There's no, I don't know of too many transactional dating shows that happen right now. What I mean by transactional is like in one half an hour, you can conclude what has gone on. You choose me.
That's right.
So what are the kids doing these days? Not to say kids. What are the young people, single people doing on some kind of media platform as far as dating shows are concerned? And I found a very popular web dating show called The Cut.
Oh, The Cut.
The Cut. So without further ado, Hey, you, my podcast friend. I just popped in to say that you are the best part of TCB. And to show our appreciation, we want to give you a free WWFD sticker. It's the What Would Frankie Do sticker you've been asking for. It's number 4 in our series of stickers, and you get one just for being a friend of TCB. Go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the Contact Us button, tell us you want a sticker, and drop us your physical address. Those FedEx men's will be at your door post-taste. We want to hear from you, your wild and wacky stories, dating disasters, ask TCB questions, and now you can ask Brian's mom for terrible advice. Hey, I learned my terrible advice-giving skills from someone, and my mom is that person. 1-855-TCB-8383. Toll-free from anywhere in the world is where you can send us your questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas. It's a real live phone line where we actually respond. 855-TCB-8383. At the commercial break on Insta and TCB Podcast on TikTok. And please, do me one more favor. Go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Subscribe to that channel. Morgan does a great job editing the videos to be released on the same day it airs here on the podcast feed. Now let's listen to a word from our sponsors who keep this rambling wreck fueled up and ready to rock. And then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. Chrissy, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do. And I wanted this. So let me give you the, well, I'm going to let this lady say the premise of the game. We're just going to let them talk about it. What do you think?
I think let's do it.
Okay. I'm going to let the person who
we
is narrating.
We can't forget, too, about our naked show.
Oh, yeah. We'll get back to that. Yeah. God damn. I wish Chrissy and I recorded this whole episode about naked attraction.
It's a real show.
It's a real show.
Over in Europe.
Yeah. So I don't want to get into it because we explained it a couple times already on the show. But basically, you pick someone based on their labia.
I know. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. I'm mortified and intrigued all at the same time.
It's hard to look away. It's an absolute
really
train wreck.
They're dissecting.
You're on a blind date and you're showing your nutsack first.
Yes.
Imagine showing
you're leading
up to
with your nuts.
Yeah. Imagine showing up to a blind date with a full hoodie over your face and not even your shaft, just your nuts hanging out of your pants. Like you pull up your shorts and just the nuts are hanging out. And you go, what do you think? And you stick them right in their face. Yeah. And you go, what do you think? How do those look? You like those? Hairy, not hairy? You like them all crinkly? Or do you like some that sag a little bit more?
You think we're kidding, listener, but
we are not. Yeah.
This is exactly what happened.
And we're going to do it. All right, here we go. But first, let's get to the cut.
Okay.
From YouTube. Here's a dating show. Listen up.
You see yourselves together.
The sash threw me off.
Really?
I really hate mustaches. I had a boyfriend who tried to do that, and I threw up. It literally
so my face is no, making you want to... I'm sorry.
He's quick.
Welcome to the button.
What
speed
happened?
Dating show.
Hold on.
When the button lights up red, either player may press it and swap out their date for a new person.
Get out of here.
If two people can last on a date for 10 minutes,
where's
they
the
win
voice
an all-
coming from?
That voice is someone in the, it's like one of the production
crew. Here.
Yeah, they ask questions to prompt it. I know, it's so fucking weird. Like, it's just like.
So you're looking at two people on the screen. It's a black screen in the background, and there's just two people sitting at a table.
Your labia is too big. Bye bye.
There's a button in the middle.
Yes. Bye bye. Take your nutsack somewhere else.
It is the weirdest. It's like this weird disembodied voice that comes out of nowhere. Yeah. So here's the premise. Two people sitting in front of each other, never met, don't know each other, have no idea what they look like. They come into the room. They sit down. There's a button in the middle. When the button turns red, and only when the button turns red, someone can press it. And the first one to press it kicks the other one out of the table, and someone else new comes in.
What if they don't want to kick the person out?
Then they just sit there and continue to talk.
Oh, okay.
And that's when the disembodied voice starts to yell at you.
Okay.
Starts to ask you questions.
Okay.
Okay, got it?
Yes.
All right.
Expenses paid, second date.
This is the button.
Hi.
I'm Nick.
Nick, I'm Liz. Nice to meet you.
Liz, nice to meet you. Okay, tell me about yourself, Liz.
Oh, yeah, I love...
Tell me about yourself now!
Worst question ever.
It's the most awful question.
It's the worst question ever.
Dude, you got caught.
I've been asked it so many times, too, in different interviews or at networking events and whatever. And
immediately
like,
find something that you like about somebody when they walk in the door and be like, oh, man, I really like that outfit.
Exactly.
Yeah, those shoes are cool. I like those bracelets. Mm-hmm. Nice labia. Something like that.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay, what kind of book? What's your favorite book right now?
My favorite book right now is Earthling. I think it's based in South Korea.
Well, I'm not Korean, so I don't know much about South Korea. I'll be honest with you.
Well, I'm not Korean, and I don't like Koreans. So goodbye.
God, And this guy's Asian, so I think he was taking offense to her saying that.
This is like, I understand why young people right now, like, dating drives them fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? There is no nicety about this whatsoever. There's no pleasantries. There's no nothing. Immediately, you're just judgy.
Well, yeah, because that's what you get online.
Yes.
You show a bunch of pictures of yourself, and then people judge you on them.
We are so conditioned. Yeah. Chrissy, I don't know that I could do this.
No.
I couldn't do this.
No.
I mean, unless I had to.
We would just have to end up together at that point. If I had never found Jeff, you'd never found Astrid.
Yeah, we'd have to end up together. It'd be a sexless, loveless marriage, but isn't that what most people are going through? isn't that what marriage is? Sexless, loveless, lifeless. Not mine to Astrid, though. I do love her.
No, and Jeff and I have a great marriage, but what I'm saying is...
And Jeff and I have a great marriage, too.
You guys do. So do Astrid and I.
Yeah, that's true. I get it. I get the premise.
I really love tattoos, as you can see.
Yeah.
I want to be a tattoo artist one day. Okay, that's the whole goal. Cool. Would you like to see my chest tattoo?
Do I have to see?
Would you like to see my chest tattoo?
No.
No. Why? I don't want to see your tits on a first date. I don't care what sex you are.
We're not all naked.
Attraction.
Here. That's another show.
That's another. Yeah. Go on another show.
Go to that show.
I think he's just trying to get his 5 minutes of internet fame here.
Yeah.
I don't really get showed off that often.
Okay.
But.
Damn.
Did you see that tattoo?
What is that?
Did you see that
tattoo? A black hole?
No. It's a, literally, look at that. It's a wreath, a flower wreath with a bald eagle with its wings spread, like, you know, America. And then down below is a big old pirate ship.
Yeah.
And it is literally covering 2/3 of his chest. What is going on?
Oh, it might not be. They have those cosmetic tattoos now.
Oh, yeah, they do. Mm-hmm. You think he just did this for the show?
Maybe.
I already dislike this guy.
Okay.
But
I'm
tatted.
Yeah.
I see that you have tattoos now. I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't get to show that one that off that much.
Nick isn't the biggest fan of vegans.
If you're just out there eating grass all...
And that sucks too, is that the disembodied voice then throws a wrench into it.
Nick.
Nick described you exactly as a person he would never date. Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah.
Nick doesn't like black hair, brown eyes, lipstick, or you. Talk.
Hey, what am I going to do?
Yeah, so you don't like vegetables?
No, but I'm just looking for a girl that can eat a chicken bone, like, clean.
Oh,
like, one bite.
So they both went to go press the button as fast as they could, understanding that
that
means they don't like each other. But he pressed it first, so she gets kicked out. Mm-hmm. Nick is looking for someone who can eat a chicken bone clean.
Clean, yeah, you know, normal stuff.
I'm looking for someone of like
in a person. Yeah.
I'm looking for like good character,
kind heart,
someone I'm attracted
to. Animals.
Yeah, we have similar common interests in my
sense of humor.
Sense of humor. Never once has been cleaning a chicken bone been a prerequisite to dating me.
My girl, you can clean a chicken bone.
I knew you was good old girl. I knew you was good girl. I knew it. I knew it from the moment I saw you. You sucked that chicken bone dry. Hey, what's wrong? Why you ain't been talking the last 5 or 6 minutes. What's that?
You're joking?
All right, well, fuck you too. I'm going to leave this room and leave you with...
Can we get medical personnel, please?
I'll be real with you. I'm not big into the reading.
Okay.
I'm low-key illiterate.
It's okay.
So sorry, though.
What the fuck, dude? Well, that was mean, then, because he said, what book are you reading right now?
Yeah, he's like...
So then she answered, and then he goes, I'm not that into that.
I'm low-key illiterate. Now, illiteracy is not something to make fun of.
No. Or to brag about.
Yeah, why are you leading in with that? God. Listen, I don't like words all that much. They complicate the situation. So you're out. So if you're learning them, I don't want to be a part of your world. But here, can you take this beef tomahawk and stick it up your ass?
Yeah. The whole reading thing's turning me off.
The reading thing's turning me off. Chicken wing any contest? That gives me a man boner.
Pleasure.
Good luck, Nick.
Regulars.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
Did she just say thank you to the button?
Yeah, she said hi to the imaginary voice floating around in the
thank
studio.
Thank you.
This is the way... This is a very simple premise, but it's wild because it's obvious. Some people just don't know how to act.
No.
They just don't.
In front of other people.
In front of other people.
That's the problem.
Fracking. What's happening? I'm Nick.
What's up, Nick?
What's your name?
Jupiter.
Like the actual, you're actually named after the planet.
Yeah, I'm actually a planet.
I don't think I've ever met somebody named Jupiter or a planet.
It's actually my alter ego.
Is there a reason?
So like there's like a time in my life where I felt like I didn't like that version of myself, so I like recreated a new version of myself and I named her Jupiter.
Oh.
This is what happens when you follow Instagram models who give you life advice.
You're like a planet.
Yeah, you're like a planet spinning around the sun. Change your name and your driver's license number. Move to Hawaii, but don't move to Hawaii yet because that's too soon. Move to Hawaii later when the real estate vultures are sucking up all the land. Your new name is Jupiter. She's going to hate this video in 20 years from now. Yes. She's going to be like, God damn it. My name is Darlene.
That was my Jupiter face.
That was my Jupiter face. But I decided I didn't like Jupiter either. Yeah. So I asked Darlene if I could come back. She said, okay, I guess so.
How do you feel about tattoos?
I'm scared of needles.
You're scared of needles? But are you open to the idea of getting a tattoo one day?
I am.
Do you want to see my chest tattoo?
Not really, but go ahead.
Not really, but go ahead.
Yeah, you're going to do it anyways, dude. Yeah,
you've got to make sure that you show everybody in the world your chest tattoo.
You didn't even really want to see it.
Oh, she snapped that button quick.
While he was lifting his shirt up and distracted,
she
hit the button.
Yeah.
Nice.
I may not love Jupiter's new persona. I was in love with the old one, but... I like the way that she did that.
Yeah, that was a good trick.
Ouch, Jupiter.
I just feel like you're not my type.
Okay. All right, bye.
I do love you, though.
It was nice to meet you. I loved our conversation.
How did that feel, rejecting somebody?
Powerful. Nice to meet you. What's your name?
Oh, this is like a social experiment a little bit, if you think about it. She says powerful. It is a little powerful to have the ability to just kick someone off a very famous YouTube show.
Oh, we asked it at the same time. Yeah, is that like a sign?
Yeah, you don't have to go through the whole thing of like ghosting them.
No. Yeah, you just ghost them there on YouTube for everybody to see. Yeah.
Rejected.
This is terrible.
What's the rings on your hand?
So every time I go out, I try to find like a new ring.
Really?
So it reminds me of like where I've been.
Do you have any tattoos on?
So it like reminds me of how much money I have on my dad's
Amex. Every time I go out.
Yeah, every time I go out, I try and buy like a new diamond.
I could see going on a trip or...
No, Chrissy.
Something like that. No. But just going out for the night.
Chrissy, you're looking like too much into it. It's like literally about my spirit. Everywhere I go, I like go shopping at ring places, and that way I'm connecting with nature.
I'm sorry, Jupiter.
Well, you need my dad's Amex for something? Because he like literally doesn't care.
I don't. You have a tattoo.
I do. I have a couple.
Do you have one on your chest you want to show us?
Me? Is that appropriate? Do you want to see it?
Sure.
Sure, yeah. It's all the way up here. And then I got these.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, this is my mom, my oldest brother, my middle brother, and me.
Okay.
And they're just Eva birds. Oh, so in Hawaii, like when they fly by, like that's kind of like what it is.
Do you find Dylan attractive?
I think he's...
I gotta think about it. That's
I just don't particularly date Asian men.
Oh, wow. Snap!
Okay.
Why not? Show your racist side, Jupiter. You just change your name later.
God.
Wow. She went there. She went there.
Yeah, she just went ahead and went there.
Jeez.
So it's like not that you're not attractive. It's not in my life.
Oh, you got my ass.
She hit the button again.
Well, isn't it kind of, though, like, I mean, come on, let's think about this. Family Feud. I mean, it's whoever gets the button first, quick, you know, like, it's kind of instinct that you want to hit the button. I think
of
it would
be
hard to not hit the button if you even if you really liked them.
Really? Oh, because you don't want them to reject you. So you want to hit the button first.
Well, and it's just instinct. It's the instinct of just to hit the button.
Well, I don't sit around the house playing Family Feud, so I don't know if it would be instinct, but I get it because if I sensed that somebody was not into me, like we were not vibing,
then it's
I wouldn't want
to
be rejected.
Competition to get there first.
Yes, competition to get there first. That's right. But saying the words, I don't normally like Asians, and then hitting the button.
Yeah.
I don't know, Jupiter. She could have used a PR person in that moment.
Yeah.
Hey, Jupiter. We can just change your name later, but you probably shouldn't say that and then hit the button. Give it a few minutes.
That was so smooth, though. Did you see her hands just like...
I did see that. It was nice to meet you.
Yeah, it was so nice to meet you.
That racism was so smooth. Did you see that?
God.
Thank you, Dylan.
Okay, so now I need to mention that this is not the only scene that they will show. There is a background area, like a backstage area, that all the guys and all the girls are... Yeah, like a green room that all the guys and the girls are hanging out at, and occasionally they'll cut away to see what's going on.
Oh, okay.
I'm too attractive.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Did she hit no on you, or you hit no on her?
We both at the same time.
Man, she doesn't like Asians.
No, so she said.
Huh?
She said.
You're dirty.
She doesn't like Asians. Huh?
Huh?
That's what she said. Huh?
You were in the room. She said it to you. If someone came in and said, I don't like white people, I mean, and I was the only white guy in the room, I'd be like, oh, well, I guess we're off on the wrong foot then.
I mean, like, it's okay, bro. Everyone has a type, that's for sure.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you.
My name's Joaquin.
Joaquin.
Do you two believe in God?
I have really kind of radical beliefs about that.
I'd like to hear them.
Okay, I think Satan created the garden and Jesus was the serpent.
Hello.
I agree with Jupiter. Whoa.
Y'all are being legitimate assholes.
How in the world do you lead with that?
Yeah.
How do you lead with that? But I guess it's good that he led with that because, you know.
You need to know.
He's good. The Los Angeles Police Department can identify him from now on. Did he say that Satan built the garden and then Jesus was the serpent?
Yep. He said that.
That's an interesting twist on the story.
Just flip it.
Okay. Wait, what?
I'm sorry. I think you're pretty. I just maybe not all the way my type.
It's okay. You're not my type either.
Really? Is it the glasses?
It's just everything, babe.
That's fair.
Did it go off?
Yeah, he hit it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
He hit it, and then
I think she was so taken aback, she didn't even reach for it because she was stunned with what he said.
Well, first of all, I think the average age of someone on this show is 20 years old, 20 to 25 years old. He looks 62 years old. He shows up with glasses, a three-piece suit, and says that Jesus was the devil, essentially. And she got taken. She was taken aback.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to kid.
Hi.
Hello. Good afternoon or evening.
Jen, nice to meet you.
Jan?
Jen, what's your name?
Joaquin.
Nice to meet you.
Can you spell your name?
J-E-N.
I knew J-I-N-N. That's why I asked. Yeah.
You would not like my first name. Janita. Spell that.
Well, I'm illiterate, but J-I-N-N-I-T.
Wrong.
Okay, can you
spell? Illiteracy is a theme.
Do you have to be illiterate to show up on the show? Is it just a show for people who don't read? First of all. Second of all, I don't want to make fun of people's appearances, even though I do that all the time, including my own. But is this girl, did she just get 500 cc's of silicone injected into her lips? I have never seen lips stick out so far.
Half of it into the lips and half of it into the chest.
Well, I didn't want to go there, but I think it's leaking from her boobs into her lips.
What's my name?
Joaquin, you said? W-A.
When have you ever seen Joaquin spelled with a W?
Well, it does have the W sound.
Chrissy, we're so fucked in this country.
Oh, you're so beautiful.
K-I-N. Was I right?
No.
Okay. So what do you do for work?
No, it's funny.
I actually am in between jobs right now. I used to work for my dad mowing the lawn, but now I'm doing dishes for my mom. So what do you do?
I'm writing a religious book.
Yeah, I'm writing a book on Jesus was Satan. It's all the rage.
And you?
Yeah, and you?
It's
I mainly go to Miami and model.
Going on a work trip for about a year, starting pretty soon. It's like journalism.
Oh, where are you going?
In the Middle East. Yeah. In 2 weeks, I'm gone. I'm gone to another planet.
I'm illiterate, but I'm in journalism.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I can't spell Jenny. I can't spell Jenny, but I'm going. It's kind of like journalism. What is kind of like journalism? And I'm leaving in 2 weeks for a year. So nice to meet you. Would you like an all expenses paid second date with me? You can just ride my mustache and we'll call it a day. What do you think?
Planet.
Yeah.
Like the Middle East?
Yeah, it's another planet, basically.
Okay.
I'm holding back saying some wacky stuff, but yeah.
So, like, do you know anything about the rest of the world, or are you just, like, super American then?
Should I be offended right now about this?
No, okay. Are you woke or something?
Am I woke? Yeah. What do you mean? I'm awake, actually.
Okay,
not woke.
Got it.
Are you woke?
Is woke? What the fuck is woke? Not even the people who say what's woke can explain what woke is. What is woke? conscious of other people's feelings? I don't know. What is woke? This guy has the right answer. I'm awake.
Yeah. I sense a little tension. What's going on?
I don't know how the Middle East is like a different planet, but you know, like I mean,
you can't even shake a woman's hand in that part of the world. Did you know that? I didn't know that until pretty recently. So it's another planet.
I think this is what you...
Wait, hold on. You didn't know until recently that some countries in the Middle East don't treat women well? First of all, second of all, that is an absolute stereotype of all of Middle East that you cannot shake a woman's hand. I mean, most countries you might not be able to, but this dude, where is he going? What is he doing for journalism? I want to know. Is he going to research his Jesus is the serpent theory and write a book? He's like Noam Chomsky or some shit like that. The guy is on the road, Jack Kerouac. He's going to be a cool cat.
Consider normal here is probably a little different. What's normal over there? But so, I'm actually Bosnian. I come from an Islamic family. So
our realm is different from other realms.
Complete different. Cool, cool. Realms, planets.
Yeah, I've also mainly dated.
We're all human, you know.
I've mainly dated like international, like foreign women. I dated someone from Ukraine. I dated someone from Brazil.
International porn women. Well, dude. Are you looking to get your big break on an internet dating show? This is another Grundberg. This is what's his name? Brad Van Grundberg.
You just say outrageous
things to try and get people's attention.
From Taiwan, from Poland.
It was a pleasure.
Why'd you reject me?
I think we have different worldviews.
Why'd you reject me? Was it the Jesus is Satan comment? I date porn stars?
Or anything else.
Or Japan is part of the Middle East. Yeah. Which one was it?
Other countries.
I'm the first illiterate journalist.
Planet.
I think you took that entirely the wrong way. So when I'm saying I'm going to a different world, I'm going to an entirely different realm that I've never experienced or know
a
lot about.
She doesn't care, dude. She wants to see you go bye-bye. Yes. Yeah.
Very grateful to learn about.
Yeah, and that's the point. I hope you learn a whole lot. That's exciting.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Bro, what happened?
I said, I'm going to another world, going to the Middle East. She's like, I don't think that's a different world. She's lecturing me, you're only American, you've never been to parts of the world.
Hello. How's it going? Good, how are you? Hello. Jen, nice to meet you.
Jen?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Is that
short for Jennifer?
No, Janita.
Janita, okay, yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah, it's a little bit of an oddball.
So what are you looking for?
I'm getting up there in age, I'm not old, I'm 29, but I'm definitely looking.
29, getting up there in age.
Yeah, you know, poor girl.
Check back in 7 years on that 29.
Something more serious. Chilling. Yeah, what about you?
Same, I would say. I dated a lot in college.
No, how old are you? I'm sorry.
25.
25, okay, yeah.
How do you feel about younger guys?
You know, I'm a little impartial to it, but I just feel like probably not in the same vibe, to be honest. Yeah.
Good for you, dude. You got her. All right, we'll get back to this. Next episode, we'll get back to it. I got a couple.
That's pretty intriguing.
I like this, actually. I'm into this. Because it shows just how different dating is from when we were out there dating.
And the whole, like, speed button thing ties into instant gratification and all of that.
This is speed dating.
Like, dislike.
Like, dislike. That's it. Yeah. Flip, left, right, whatever. This is speed dating on television, streaming, is basically what this is. And I'm into it. Because you know what? When you do speed dating, you cannot hide the bullshit. You're either going in deep or you're going in shallow. What either way, you're going in.
Yeah.
And so far, what we've seen, it's not great. It's not great news. That's for scary. Anybody. That's right. All right. Listen, we have a brand new website. Our fourth one in four years, but it's really good looking.
It is.
Yeah, thanks to my wife Astrid. You guys know Astrid because she responds to every single email, and she wants to respond to your email by sending you a What Would Frankie Do sticker, our fourth in the series of TCB stickers. Do us a favor, go to the brand new tcbpodcast.com. All the audio, all the video, right there from one location. Learn more about Chrissy and I. Request your What Would Frankie Do sticker. Request that my mom answer your request for advice. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas, we take them all. tcbpodcast.com. You can also dial us up. Text us at 1-855-TCB-8383. That's 855-TCB-8383. When you text us, we respond. Somebody on the team responds. We will never sell your information. No one is interested in paying for it, so don't worry about it. Somebody's got to pay us really good money, Chrissy, in order to sell that information. And by good money, What
There's
do you think?
No marketer that's going to want that because what kind of demographic are they buying?
That's right. As they said in Moneyball, I'll do the deal if you fill my soda refrigerator for the next 3 years. I just watched that movie the other night.
It's a good movie.
It's a great line. You know, fill my soda for the next 3 years. So 855-TCB-8383. Questions, comments, concerns, contact ideas. You know how to do it. At the commercial break on Instagram, at TCB TikTok, at TCB Podcast on TikTok. a couple days off now, we're back in the studio, but you know how it goes. All right, Chrissy, I guess that's all I can do for today.
And I think so.
Well, I love you.
I love you.
And best to you.
And best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.
How often do you masturbate?